And today's topic is darshan, the servitude attitude. You should render service to Krishna. So, in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in fifth chapter, text 23, they are explaining Prahlad Maharaj when he finished his degree from Gurukula, and his father Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "Okay, what you have learned from the Gurukula? So please tell me." Then Prahlad Maharaj was explaining to his father Hiranyakashipu, "Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Shevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasham Shakham Atmanirayanam." So you must have heard that Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Shevanam Archanam Bandhanam, and today's topic is Dasham. So Sravanam, by hearing, so attain perfection in the devotional service is who? Parikshit Maharaj. And chanting or glorifying the Lord's pastimes, Sukadev Goswami. So he attained perfection in his life by glorifying Krishna. So that is chanting. And all we know that remembering Prahlad Maharaj, he always meditating on Vishnu. So, and remembering. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj also attained perfection by remembering only. So an archanam, Prithu Maharaj, by worshipping gorgeously or the elaborate way, the deity, Prithu Maharaj also attained perfection. Bandhanam Akrur and Padashayavanam Lakshmi Devi, and today's topic is Darsham. Darsham, the servitude attitude. Hanuman, we know that Hanuman actually attained perfection by rendering servitude, rendering service to Lord Ramachandra. And everybody know that Shakyam, Arjuna, and Atmanivedan Bali Maharaj. So, Darsham. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli, that one place in India is called Malda. Previously, those days the name was Gaur, but now that place is called Malda. Is Ramkeli, that one place called Ramkeli. And there, the two brothers, Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatan Goswami, they are the minister of Hushan Shah. Hushan Shah is a Muslim Nawab, it's called, you know, king. And both brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they are the minister under the Nawab Hushan Shah, King Hushan Shah. And just to deliver Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to Ramkeli. And then, when Sanatana Goswami saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prostrated his dandavad, you know, full obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by keeping, you know, the straw, you know, in his teeth. Because when somebody is very submissively pay his obeisances to some, you know, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord, so we should be very submissive. So to keep a straw in your teeth is considered is very, very humble. So Sanatana Goswami exhibiting his humility to in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by paying his obeisances, full dandavat, in a sastanga dandavat. And then he asked the question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Kami, it's in Bengali actually, I will translate it in English. So it is Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, "Ke ami kena more jare tapotra, iha nahi jani kemone hita." Who am I? Why I am getting affected, or, you know, by thief kind of misery? Everybody know that There's three types of miseries everybody will suffer. There's miseries from the other living being, that's called Adi Bhauti. And miseries from the demigods, or the supreme being, like, you know, divine, like demigods, generally you can say. So this is called Adi Daivi. And miseries from our own body and mind. So that is called Adi Atmi, called Adharmi. So who am I? Why am I getting suffering? All three kinds of miseries in my life. I don't know. But still, the people, they, you know, consider me, I am a very scholarly person. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, the Jiva Sharu Hai Krishna Nitya Das. Our identical, position, the constitutional position of a living being, we are the servant of Krishna. So that means everybody, our identity is we are the eternal servant of Krishna, Nitya Krishna Das. Jeev Krishna Nitya Das, Ekatha Bhule, Mayar Nafar Hule, Shivadin Bhule. We are the eternal servant of Krishna, but we forgot that. Due to our forgetfulness, we didn't even know that we are just traveling in different pieces of life. So Jeev Krishna Nitya Das, Ekatha Bhule, and we are just become the servant of Maya. Either one, either we have to serve the Maya or we have to serve Krishna. Choice is ours. So either we have to serve to Krishna, and otherwise we have to serve Maya, the illusory energy of the world. So there also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replying to Sanatana Goswami that Jive, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. So by service mood, submissive mood, we should render our devotional service to the Lord. And also, while we do the deity worship, also our Acharya Gopal Bhatta Goswami, because we in the Vaidhi Bhakti or Sadhana Bhakti, whatever we are performing, that we do in our Dasya mood, servicitude mood, in awe and reverence. We cannot serve Krishna like Krishna's covered boyfriend. They are very intimate relationship with Krishna, the, all the covered boyfriends. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Govindas Goswami explaining that Shakha Suddha Sakhe Kare Skandhe Arahan Tumi Kon Baralok Tumi Amisham. Sometimes the Krishna's covered friend, they climb on the shoulder of Krishna and saying that you are not a big guy, you are young and me same, because you are my close friend, intimate friend. So sometimes they climb on the shoulder of Krishna. Sakha Suddha Sakhe Kare Skandhe Aram. Skandhe Aram, Skandha means the shoulder. And you are not a big guy, you and me are friend, you know. And sometimes Madhumanga, that is one devote, Krishna's cover friend, and he is born in a Brahmin family. And he's saying that I am, you know, the higher caste, I born in a Brahmin family, and you actually born in a mercantile family, you know, Vaishya family, because Nanda Maharaj, he is actually a Vaishya, cow, you know, taking care of the cows and growing the grains in the field, because Vaishya. Krishi Gorakha Banijam, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam. Those who do the agricultural, and Goraksha means cow protection, and Banijam, you know, business, mercantile, they are called, according to the scripture, is called Vaishya. So, Krishna born in a Vaishya family, Nanda Maharaj. So you are, you know, lower caste than me, so you should pay respect to me, Madhumanga is saying. Because they don't have any kind of distinction, you know. They are very much close and they are asking Krishna, I am, you know, Brahmin and you are Vaishya. So I am superior than you. You should pay obeisances to me. So that kind of intimate relationship and close relationship was there in Krishna's time. So Sakha Suddha Sakhe Kare Skandhe Arahan. They climb on the shoulder of Krishna and they, oh, you are not a big guy, you and me same. And Mata More Putra Bhave Karena Bandha. The mother, the motherly affection, sometimes is, you know, when Krishna do any kind of mischievous act, then mother Yashoda also bind Krishna to the rope. You know, the Damodar Lila, when Mother Kartik, we do the offering of lamb. Then, you know, Mother Yashoda also, out of love, the, you know, the bind Krishna with the rope, the loving. Actually by love, actually Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. So that's why Mata More Pitro Hame Karena Bandham Oti Hin Gyane Kare Lalana Pala. The Mother Yashoda and sometimes bound Krishna with her love. And Priya More Mankari Karena Bhatsam Vedostuti Hate Hai Hare Morma. Sometimes Priya, those who are covered girl, especially headed of the, you know, all the covered girls, Srimati Radharani. Sometimes she also rebuke Krishna, chastise Krishna. So many things they said to Krishna, towards Krishna. But Krishna was very much pleased by, you know, listening those things. So Priya More Mankari Karena Bhatsam Vedastuti Hoti Hai Hare Marman. When all the Brahmins, they chant the Vedic mantra to please me, that is not giving me so, you know, that's not much pleasing to me. But when the cowherd girls, they rebuke it to me, or chastise me, I feel very happy. So that is the relationship with Krishna, with, you know, other kind of relationship like Sakya and Vatsalya or parenthood, fraternity and the conjugal love. There's a difference between, this is more, much more higher. But we, those who are practitioner of devotional service, beginners or darshya, we cannot exchange our love with Krishna in that manner. We are Jiva Sarvabhai Krishna Nitya Das. We are all with awe and reverence. We should serve Krishna, render devotional service to Krishna. Because Gopal Bhatta Goswami, whatever, you know, written in our that Archanam book, because we worship Krishna with salvage attitude. So then also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, O son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, I am your eternal servant. There also is mentioning, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this, you know, combined from Radha and Krishna, he also saying, Vai Nanda Tanaja Kinkara, our original constitutional position, that we are the servant of Krishna. So this is our original constitutional position, and in that mood, we should serve Krishna. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saying, Naham Vipra Nacha Narapati Napi Vaishya Na Sudra, Naham Varnicha Na Grihapati Na Vanastha Gatirva, Hintu Pratyo Nikhila Paramananda Purna Mitabde, Gopi Bhartu Padakamala Dasana Dasana Das. What is our real identity? We Naham Vipra. We are not Vipra. Vipra means, that is, in Kali Yuga everybody is actually Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. In the scriptures it is said that by birth everybody is Shudra, fourth class human being. And Sanskaram Dija Uchyate. When you do the Sanskar in a ritualistic ceremony, when you do the Upanayan Sanskar, then we can be a Brahmana. Sorry, Dija. Dija means twice born. First, we take birth in our mother's womb, that is first birth, and second birth, when you do the Upanayan Sanskar, that is Dija, twice born. And Vedopathat Bhavet Vipra. When he study the Vedic scriptures, Veda, then we become a Vipra. And then Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Then when we know the Brahmana, then we can become a Brahmana. So, Naham Vipra. We are not Vipra. You know, we study analytical study or Vedic scriptures or all kind of scriptures. Naham Vipra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Naham Vipra Nacha Narapati. We are not a king. We are not a Vipra. Or we are not a householder, renounced, or any born or any ashram. So what is our identity? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalo Dasana Dasana. The Gopi Bhartu, the husband of Gopi. And then their servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. This is our identity. So that means our identity actually. We are the servant of Krishna. We are trying to be a servant of Krishna. Sometimes Prabhupada, as you know, some of the Prabhupada is a class, Prabhupada, we become the devotee of Krishna. Why we are suffering so much? You already become the devotee? I am trying to be a devotee. Actually, we are trying to be a servant of Krishna. Whether the Krishna is taking our service or not, that we don't even know that. So we are, you know, heart and soul, we are trying to do some kind of menial or, you know, whatever, intellectual, I don't know. Maybe somebody is doing some intellectual service to Krishna. But we are trying to do some kind of manual service to Krishna, to please him. So that is the way that Krishna can be pleased. So that is called dasya. So, and also is saying that sometimes in Bhagavatam it is also explained that Dhruva Maharaj, kam lagi Krishna bhaje pai Krishna rase, kam chari das hoite hai obhilase. Because Dhruva Maharaj, the son of Uttanpa, he was actually wanted to sit on his father's lap, but Uttam was sitting, Suruchi's son, the stepmother's son. Now you cannot sit on your father's lap unless Suruchi, his stepmother, is saying that unless you take birth on my womb, and you just go to the forest and perform austerity, then we'll get the fortune so that you can take birth on the womb of my, you know, then you can only sit on your father's lap. So you cannot sit on your father's lap. So then Dhruva Maharaj, he became very embarrassed, very upset. And he asked his mother, where I can find Hari, Krishna, Vishnu, to satisfy Lord Vishnu. So then mother said, okay, Hari lives, you know, stay in the forest. So Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest. In the night time, he left home and went to the forest and asking everybody, even the wild animal, are you Hari or Krishna or Vishnu? So very, very, you know, innocent boy, and he's asking to each and everybody, all the wild animals. Then Narad Muni, he just appeared in the scene. And he's saying that, okay, you just go to Madhuban. First time he actually trying to, you know, console Dhruva Maharaj. Okay, you just small boy, 5 years boy, you go back to your home, now study, play. You know, because you are very small. No. If you know where I can find Krishna, so then only you just advise me, otherwise you just go away from my path. I can find Hari. So then by his determination, you know, to find Krishna. So okay, you just go to Madhuban and in Vrindavan and you just chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Dhruva Maharaj actually chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya only 6 months, and he got direct darshan of Vishnu. In the first month, only 6 months, in the Bhagavatam is written, only by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, 6 months, he got the darshan of Lord Hari. In the first month, he just only honored only the fruits. You know, fruits, whichever the, you know, jungle, forest, whatever the fruits, he gets, he just honoring the fruits only. The second month, he just even stopped to eat fruits actually. Then the dry leaves he was just eating. And then third month, he was just drinking water only. Fourth month, he even stopped to drink water. Then fifth month, only breathing, you know, not the only air, you know, just only the inhaling and exhaling, that's all. In 6 months, Lord Hari appears in front of Dhruva Maharaj. And when Lord Hari or Vishnu appear in front of Dhruva Maharaj, then okay, ask me what kind of boon you want. I don't want it. No. He, first of all, he didn't speak anything else. He was a small boy. What can he can speak? Then Lord Vishnu actually touched the conch on his forehead. And then he started to glorify Lord Vishnu by uttering all the Sanskrit composed verses where Sthana Vilasi Tapasi Sthitoham Tang Praptuvan Deva Muni Indra Gujjam Kachang Vichinnanapi Dipparatnam Samin Kritartasmi Baram Najachi. Sthana, which I was actually seeking in the very higher post, you know, more, you know, because Dhruva Maharaj was born in a very Khatriya family. So he was very much, it's Khatriya kind of quality there. So he was thinking that I can attain, some kind of things which is even greater than Brahma, my great grandfather. So, but which is be very difficult to obtain even to the great sages or the demigods. But I am just looking for the broken glass. But now I just got your darshan. So the precious jewel in front of me. So I am very satisfied. I don't want anything else. This is Dhruva Maharaj. So actually, and Kamchari Dasvita, I just wanted to become your servant. Just let me, allow me to render some service towards you. So that is the position of Dhruva Maharaj, and he understood by performing 6 months austerities and got the darshan in face to face Lord Vishnu, and he is saying that I don't want anything else, just allow me to render some kind of service towards you. So Kamchari Das Hoite of Haya Vilase, he just wanted to become his das, eternal servant of Krishna, because our real identity actually we are our eternal servant of Krishna. So, and also sometimes devotees also, while we are performing our devotional service, but still we ask, some other things also sometimes. It's, we know, everybody of us, sometimes we ask. But akama, Bhagavatam it says, akama, sarvakama, bhamaksukama udharadi, tibrena bhakti yogena jadeva purushapana. Somebody may be performing devotional service or rendering devotional service, there's no motivation. And somebody may be rendering service for all the motivation, because they are all serving Krishna for something else, for some intention is there. Maybe somebody is, there's nothing, they want only liberation. But if they are liberal and they tibrana bhakti jagana, if they very intensity, the devotion is very intense way they perform devotional service, then gradually they all kind of things, unwanted things will be eradicated from their path. So tibrena bhakti jagana jadeva purusham param. And Krishna saying that ama bhaje mage visayasu amrit chhari Krishna bole ama bhaje in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das ko Vyasa Goswami explaining, Krishna bole amay bhaje mage visayasu amrit chhari bish mage sei bada murkh ami bigga sei murkhe visay kene devo sa charanamito diya visay bhulaino. It is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even though the devotees, they are worshipping me, chanting the glories, all kind of nine process of devotional service they are doing, but still they have some kind of alternative motive. They want something else besides the devotion, besides the nectar. They want something else. So ama bhaje mage visayasu amrit chhari bish mage sei bada murkh. They actually forgot the nectarian past of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, or they forget and they ask for something else. So, but I am wise. How can I give some kind of poison to the devotee? I'll give my nectarian lotus feet, the lotus feet of the charanamrita, whatever you drink. Sa charanamrita diya visay bhulayo. By drinking charanamrita, then gradually you can forget all kind of material things. So that is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained. So that means even sometimes devotee also, when we are performing devotional service or in different forms, different way, in the nine process or nine different way, but still devotees also sometimes they ask for anything else, something else other than devotional service. So what Krishna is saying that, but he's the foolish guy, even, but still they are worshipping me anyway. So, but then one day, gradually, they'll forget everything, and ultimately, they'll release the nectar of, you know, like Charanamitam. They'll drink and they'll forget everything else. So this is the thing that, you know, the devotee, we don't have any kind of loss in our life. Maybe if you keep in touch with our service, you know, sincere way, maybe in the beginning we are not much sincere or serious, but gradually you can become sincere and serious also. So because we are in the right way, with the right track, maybe day or two, or maybe this lifetime or another lifetime, we'll definitely attain the perfection, or we'll attain, or we'll get the chance to render some kind of service to Krishna, because we are in the right track. That is also example is given. If the fruits is keep in touch with the tree, maybe the beginning that is, you know, very raw, it's not ripened or maybe not mature. But if you keep in touch with the tree, then the day will come, then it will be ripened fruits. So if you keep in touch with Krishna by rendering service, any kind of service, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by honoring Prasadam, by honoring Charanamrita, by, you know, according to our capacity, you know, whatever way, if we, you know, render some kind of service to Krishna, then one day we can attain our goal, our ultimate goal. Is that time over?
No.
Question?
I don't know. That was behind me, so that's why I didn't even understand that, yeah. How much time is there. So, okay, question.
Thank you.
Mr.
So, you're talking about dasyam, rendering service to Krishna.
Yeah.
So, to do render service means you have to know what Krishna wants.
Yes.
And then you do that. You try to find out what Krishna wants, and then you do that. So, how do you know what Krishna wants so you can do that?
That's why we have to render service under guidance from our senior Vaishnava or Guru. We should take instructions from the Guru, and by his guidance, we should render devotional service. It's not that whimsically or whatever, you know, coming to our mind haphazardly or anything, any way, we have to do some kind of, you know, render some kind of service. It's not recommended in the scripture. We should render our service by the instruction of Guru, spiritual master, or, you know, senior Guru, Vaishnava. Guru, Vaishnava and Shastra. According to the Prabhupada saying, we should perform our service, the Vaishnava and the scriptures. So if three things is, you know, is saying the same thing, then it's correct. Sometimes some guru, even in the history of our devotional life, like Hiranyakashipu's guru, whose guru? He's saying that, no, Vaman Devi is appeared. No, it is Vishnu. You should not do that. You should not took the bhav. So that kind of guru, you can reject. You can reject that kind of guru, who is actually, you know, taking away from Krishna or Vishnu. Like Vamandev, when appeared in the scene, Bali Maharaj, in front of Bali Maharaj, asking three steps of land. And his guru Shukra said, no, you should not give any kind of, you know, you should not promise that you will give something to that Brahmin boy, small boy. Because he is Vishnu himself. His guru is, you know, forbidding him to not to the bhav of to giving something. No. He is just rejecting his guru. So in that case, that means the guru is doing, you know, against to us going, you know, rendering some service to Vishnu or Krishna. So in that case also we can reject Guru. So because this is demon Guru, Shukracharya, but our in the line Brahma Madhya Gauri Acharya line, we are our authentic Guru, and that connected with the Brahma Madhya Gauri Sampradaya, Imam Parampara Prapta, Imam Rajasya Vidhu. So we are connected with the authentic sampradaya, the poor authentic sampradaya, we are one of them. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my. So we can render devotional service to the guidance and instructions of the Guru, Vaishnava, and of course Shastra. In the beginners, we may not understand the Shastra, but Guru can instruct us and then we can be matured, then we can render service.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any kind of question? Yes.
Can you speak a little bit about the mood of service? Because I think there's so many different types of service that we could be doing, and some of it might be direct duty, service, and some of it might be a little bit more distant from that process. And I'm hoping maybe you could give some guidance on the mood, how we can approach service, even if it's not, directly tied to something so close to serving the deities or serving, but how we can keep that connection even if it feels a little bit...
The what mode we should serve? The service mode we should serve?
The mood, right.
The mode? Yeah, mode is... our mode supposed to be... that we are sometimes... We feel ourselves, that... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra, is explaining that the poor kind of people, they cannot, worship Krishna or, render service to Krishna. Those who are born in a very high-class aristocratic family, generally they don't become, the devotee of Krishna. And those who are very much, educated, but in our ISKCON also, scientists also, they become devotees. But generally speaking, those who are very much educated, very, very scientist or something else, but I don't know. So very, very intellectual. Generally, they don't surrender to Krishna.
They invent a car.
Huh?
The intelligent people, they invent a car.
Yes. Yes.
Searching for Krishna.
Yeah, it's the searching of Krishna. Yeah, they do some other things. Because they're saying that maybe you can create some kind of planet or something like that, So Jagannath Mishra is saying that they cannot surrender to Krishna. And those who are very beautiful, very, very, very like rock star or something, I don't know, Hollywood star or what. So they... Hollywood star. They don't surrender to Krishna. They don't surrender to Krishna. And those, one more. Those who are born in a very aristocratic family, very intellectual guy. Wealthy, yeah. Very, very wealthy. Bill Gates, I don't know. Maybe. Steve Jobs, he was actually taking prasadam. He was taking prasadam. He actually one place is saying that while I was studying in college, university, I just came to Hare Krishna temple just to get some free prasadam. Steve Jobs. So yeah. He himself is was saying. I don't know, but our Alfred B. Poor, even though he's a rich man, but still, so he became devotee. But very few, Very hardly, these poor kind of people, they become the devotee. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, in Kali Yuga, those who feel themselves very, very fallen, those who feel himself very, very fallen, only they can render devotional service to Krishna. Because we feel ourselves very, very proud and because of pride, because we are wealthy, we are very, very prestigious, born in very aristocratic family, we are very, very beautiful. So that's why should I go for Krishna? Why should I ask something from Krishna? Because we have everything. The people, they have some kind of understanding. Those who have nothing, beggar, they should go to Krishna and ask something from him. But they don't know that we are not asking something from Krishna. Because we are actually... that whatever the dormant love with us, is a sleeping stage. We're just reviving our dormant love for Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. It's not that we are beggar or, you know, poor people or high class people, anyone. Because everybody has a love for Krishna, but it is a dormant stage. We should revive our consciousness. But those who feels very, very insignificant, very, very, what is that? You know, yeah, low or, you know, fallen. Patita papana, patita pavana. Because patita pavana hetu tava avata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually incarnated those who are consider himself very, very fallen, for them only. But if we feel ourselves very, you know, proud of something, whatever, maybe. So then the mercy will not flow to them. So to the mood, actually, we should serve in that kind of mood that we are very, very fallen. And that the mercy flows downwards, not upwards. So that we should be very, very, consider ourselves very fallen, then the mercy can flow to us. Otherwise, if we feel ourselves very, very great, then there is no scope to get the mercy. Or Krishna will not take the kind of service from us. If we don't serve Krishna, either Krishna will starve, he'll become skinny. There's no need. He doesn't need any kind of service. But for our benefit, we are rendering some kind of service. Just for our benefit. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your talk.
Thank you. Thank you. Generally, the beginning of Bhagavatam class, we chant the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. But other time, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, your Mataji is thinking maybe Dhruva Maharaj was chanting only Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So then why we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? So only during Bhagavatam class, before, you know, someone is giving class, or if you study Bhagavatam in your home every day, so prior to that, study, you know, beginning of the class, you can chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva 3 times. But other time, you have to chant Hare Krishna, because in the Kali Yuga, it's recommended that by chanting Hare Krishna only, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ayuva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, 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 Bhajati Ramata. There's no other alternative. There's no other way. There's no other. Only we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Kali Shatashatam Upanishad is stated that Iti Sudarshakam Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. All the contamination of the age of Kali can be eradicated by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Iti Sudarshakam Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. Nato Paraturupaya Sarva Vedesu Drishyate. In the essence of all kind of Veda, in the Charane, the Vedas, especially in Kali Yuga, Krite Jadhayadu Vishnam, Ritayam Jajato Makai, Dapare Paricharjayam, Kalota Dhari Kirtana. In the Satya Yuga, the people are meditating, like, you know, Valmiki Rishi says, Valmiki, who was meditating for 60,000 years. So because those days people lived 100,000 years. And Treta Yuga Jajato Makai. In Treta Yuga, by performing the heart sacrifice, like Ramchandra, Asamed Jagya, heart sacrifice. Dapara Parisharjaya, elaborately, the Shodasaprasa, you know, 16 different kind of items, very, very opulent way, they worshipping the Krishna. We are worshipping Krishna very, very, simple way, simplified way, we are worshipping Krishna. And Kaluta Dhari Kirtana, in Kali Yuga is recommended that we should worship, chant Hare Krishna. Then why are we worshipping Krishna? Because in Narada Pancharatra it is saying that both, we have to do both. We have to do worship and also sometimes we have to chant also. There is one verse is there, is saying that Pancharatra Vidhimina Vaikantike Harir Bhakti Utpadaiva Kalpate. Shuti Shruti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhimina Vaikantike Harir Bhakti Utpadaiva Kalpate. The Shruti, Smriti, that's, you know, Shruti, Smriti, different kind of scriptures are there. But if we, Narada Pancharatra is saying that we should also worship deity also. And also we should chant Hare Krishna. So then, Krishna Sangsar Kara Chariyana Chara. In the middle of our family, you know, the head of the family is Krishna. If we think ourselves that this is my house, this is my thing, this is my car, this is my thing, so then we will be bewildered. We'll be, you know, so this is the Krishna's house, the temple. So similarly, while we are also in the home, we should consider that this is Krishna's house. And we should say, very Krishna and also Krishna. Then we can get attend, you know, perfection in our life. So chanting Hare Krishna is recommended. That's why Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds every day. But Prabhupada recommended us only 16 rounds. Prabhupada Gurudev, spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he actually didn't take even a glass of water from any of his disciples if he doesn't chant 64 rounds. This is the standard. 64 rounds you have to chant every day, then only you can be eligible to do some kind of service. Otherwise you are not qualified to do any kind of service. But Prabhupada actually very merciful to us, that's why he reduced from 64 to only 16. But still we are very, you know, struggle to finish our 16 rounds every day sometimes. Anyway, any questions? Otherwise, we'll finish and then maybe the other kind of activities or maybe, I don't know, whatever we can.
Announcement
and all, who is your sponsor, maybe some Arati, mini Arati will be performed, a sponsor, and that can be there. Jai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much for listening and for patience to listen. I don't know. So thank you, Hare Krishna.